Our next story is about another call for innovative thinking. This one focuses on airplanes. The World's Alex Gallivant reports, introduced first by R. Kelly. I believe I
can fly. That may well be, but sometimes you have to put your money where your mouth is and prove it. Fly Your Ideas is a design contest run by Airbus, the European aircraft manufacturer. It's also a really smooth public relations exercise.
Airbus is inviting teams of students from all over the world to compete for a chance to change our industry and our world.
The main idea is to generate innovative ways to reduce the aviation industry's impact on the environment while protecting the industry's bottom line. Teams from universities from all over the world have taken part, not too surprising since there's a top prize of about $40,000 on offer. Sandrine Roque is one of the Airbus team assessing submissions.
Some proposals were very innovative and stand out. We had seen some really incredible ideas.
The team names alone are intriguing. Early entries included Harmonic Flying from China. A team from the Vienna University of Technology in Austria had no shame in calling itself the Betterfly Effect. And who knows what one Egyptian team had in mind for airplane technology when it went with the name Skydivers. The top five teams were announced yesterday. One from Spain has designed an eco-efficient cabin without windows. Presumably they've designed an indestructible entertainment system to go with it. Teams from Australia, the Czech Republic and Singapore came up with sensible ideas, like natural plant fibers in airplane cabins, using electric motors for aircraft taxiing and generating electricity with onboard solar cells. But maybe the weirdest idea comes from here in the United States. Students from Stanford think energy could be saved by having planes fly in formation, specifically the inverted V formation used by migrating birds, such as geese. Here's one of the team, third-year PhD student Tristan Flanza.
One of the benefits is that the formation is inherently more stable. The aerodynamic loads on the trailing airplane of the formation make it more statically stable while in formation.
But that doesn't mean a bunch of planes flying really close together. That wouldn't be safe. Instead, Flanza says aircraft could fly in extended formations several miles apart. The planes would save energy by piggybacking on powerful wakes left in the air by aircraft flying far ahead.
One of the analyses that we did do was for a Virgin Atlantic flight from the United States to the UK. And if you have a flight taking off from San Francisco, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, then they could certainly meet up somewhere over the western United States, fly to London or to wherever in the UK, and sort of break up at the end.
Pretty cool, if it works. The winner will be announced in mid-June. For The World, I'm Alex Galifant.
Now, a quick note about Ryanair, the Irish no-frills airline. You may have heard about its latest idea for reducing costs, charging obese passengers extra. It didn't go down well. The idea was quickly dubbed a fat tax. And today the airline dropped it, saying that collecting such a charge would slow down check-in procedures. That wasn't the only good news today for people on the larger side. Consumers in Britain won the so-called Battle of the Bust. Retailer Marks & Spencer had imposed a $3 surcharge on bras larger than size double D. Shoppers revolted and an online campaign was launched called Busts for Justice. It worked. Equal bra pricing returns tomorrow. Marks & Spencer, your cup runneth over. The day's top news stories from the BBC are coming right up on PRI. That's 1 minute away. This is Public Radio International.